Hey everyone, welcome back to A Life of KG. So today I wanted to do an episode for you on employment versus self-employment because I'm getting so many inboxes and DMs right now, people reaching out, starting their businesses and not really sure where to grow within that, whether to go down the employed route or the self-employed route to be able to build their teams. And this is one of my favorite subjects. I've talked about this for absolutely years in the industry. Everyone knows that. I've been able to grow many, many, many salons and helping salon owners across the world grow their business, making sure they're doing this correctly. So it's been super successful. So I wanted to go through with you, what are the pros and cons and what business model would suit what? And hopefully that will help you guys. And if you do have any questions after you've listened, then please feel free to reach out to me in my DMs on Instagram, I'm normally there, or on Facebook, and then you can do that. So let's go through the business model first. So if you are currently a salon owner, or some people are growing within their cabins and their gardens and want a team because they want a day off, etc. So this applies to you guys too. So if you are in business and you basically want to grow, you want to start stepping out, then employment would be your go-to. If you want to create a brand, if you want everyone to be working the same way, if you want to have control over the business and how it operates, then you have to go down the employed route. If you are a salon owner and you want to carry on doing treatment yourself, you just want to focus on your clients, but you have lots of empty space within the rooms, within the salon, then you can rent space out. So if you're not interested in growing that way, you're not interested in being a boss whatsoever, but you have an empty treatment room or an empty nail bar or just any empty space, then you can rent that space out. So then at least you've got guaranteed income coming in every single month. So depending where you want your business to grow is depending what business model you will have, whether that's the employed route or the self-employed route. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So basically, if you want control within your business and you want to grow, you want to step out, you want to earn a lot of money, then you want to go down the employed route. If you are quite happy where you are, but you'd like just to know that you've got a buffer every single month, you don't want to grow, but you want people filling the space up in the salon, then you'd be self-employed. So let me go through the pros and cons. So the pros of employment are you can build a brand. So branding is really strong. If you're a brand, then that means clients will trust that brand. So regardless if you are there or not, they will know that brand rather than maybe the individual person behind that brand. And having a strong brand identity is very important if you want growth in the company. With employment, you also know exactly how much your payroll is, because if you employ someone, you employ them for a set amount of hours and for a certain amount of money. So you will know every single week, every single month, what you are paying them. So you'll know exactly what you're aiming for. Everyone works as a team when you're employed, so you can actually call them your team members. Whereas if they're self-employed, you can't. So everyone will work as a team. You can have team meetings. You can do team events together. So it just cements you all as a team, which in turn makes you a better brand. You have control over their working hours. So if someone works for you, you can tell them what hours they need to start, when they need to finish. You can give them set hours that works for your business. So you definitely don't want to employ someone that for hours it doesn't work for you and your company. You need to really look at the hours and be like, okay, where do I need someone extra? What are the clients calling for time-wise to come for an appointment? So you would employ someone around them hours. You have complete full control over what you say, what you do, what you want them to do to be able to build the business. You make a lot more money, which people do not realize, which baffles me, but you make so much more money by having employed teams. And you can get them to wear a uniform or whatever it is that you want them to wear within the salon. Whereas if they're self-employed, you can't get them to do that. They have to be able to wear what they want. So again, if you want a brand within the business, ideally you'd want everyone wearing the same. It'd be logoed, like you'd have a salon uniform. Then there is the cons to employment, which are obviously having to pay NI and tax, so national insurance and your tax. This is what puts people off a lot when it comes to employment, because they think, oh God, I've got to pay all these extra bills. But it's just part of the parcel. You'll make a lot more money in turn that you don't really care about paying the NI and tax. So it is something that you've got to do. It's something that your accountant can do if you don't want to do payroll. But it's something you've got to do. Then you have your pensions. So you have to pay people pensions if they earn over a certain amount or they are older than a certain age. So there's government pensions that you'd need to pay in for if the person wants to pay in for their pension. Again, it's minimal. Top of my head, I think it's like 3% that you'd have to pay in off their wages. Having to pay holiday and sickness pay. So yeah, there is that. If someone has holiday off, normally if they're a full-time person, they would have 28 days off a year. If they are part-time, then obviously that number would be different. And if they're sick, so if they're sick and they're just off for a day, it's whatever your company policy is. So ours would be if they're sick, then they don't get paid. But if they have a sick note and they're off, or they can do self-certification now. But if they're off for more than 3 days, then they can start getting sick pay that you'd have to pay them, but it's minimal. Then maternity pay. So obviously we normally are a women-led industry, so there will be pregnancies that people come across. It's not as scary as you think. It is annoying as much as it's beautiful, but you do have to pay maternity pay. But you claim all of that back. Like you can either claim it back in your taxes or you can get the money up front, so you don't have to find the money then to be able to pay them when they're off. So as much as it can be annoying for the business and you have to, you know, figure out how you're going to fill them clients while that therapist or hairdresser is off, you don't have to pay them while they're off. That's sorted by the government, so you don't have to worry. And the one other downside of having employment is even if they don't have appointments booked in, then you have to pay them. You can't say you've got no appointments booked in, you're not going to be paid now. You still have to pay them. So they're the cons, but really it's not that bad because all of those cons are mainly money-based, which is what the scary part is. But then you earn a lot more money from them anyway, so it weighs it out. So it's not that scary. Then you've got the self-employment pros and cons. So self-employment pros is obviously you don't have to worry about the NI and tax. They have to sort that out. So you just pay, well, they would pay you a room rate, basically. You don't need to worry about anything else. If they take holiday, you don't have to worry about holiday. If they fall pregnant, you don't have to worry about any of that. They have to do all their own stuff and they can come and go as they please. So if they don't have appointments, they can go home. You can't tell them they're working hours. So they can come and go as you please. That could be a pro, that could be a con. For me, that would be a con, but some people like that. Then the cons of having self-employment is they are running their business under your business. So this is what a lot of people don't realize is you're basically going to be their landlord. That's the easiest way to describe it. So if someone is renting space or self-employed within your business, you have to look at it as they are running their own business within yours. So how you currently have a landlord, you are then going to be that person's landlord. So they just pay you the rent for being there, and that's how it should be. You don't have any control over anything they do whatsoever, because again, it's their own business within yours. They can wear whatever they want. So if they want to rock up really messy, then you can't say anything, which is really annoying. Hopefully they wouldn't, but just so you know that. They can obviously turn up when they wish. They can go home when they wish. So you can't really sort out your opening hours around self-employment because they can go before or after the opening hours. If they've got a key, they should be able to come in as and when they want, even when your salon's closed. They can cancel on clients when they want. again, you don't have control over their client list. So if they're sick one day or they're like, do you know what, I just can't bother today, then they can cancel on their clients. They can take their clients wherever they want. So if they decide they don't want to rent space from you anymore, they can then go and rent space down the road and they can take the clients with you. You don't own them clients. Whereas if you have employed teams, you'll have contracts in place so they can't take the clients, so they're more protected. Misleading to customers. So it can be very misleading to customers, clients. They will assume that that person works for you. So if that person's amazing, then great. But if that person's all right, or, you know, just having struggles, then that's going to come down to you as a salon. It's not that clear. What I would suggest and what you should be doing is, if you do rent spaces or have anyone self-employed, they're meant to have their insurance certificate right above their station. So it's very clear that they're working for themselves within the business. Sometimes if there's any complaints, then you as a salon owner might cop it, even though it's got nothing to do with you. Again, because of the confusion for the client of who does this person work for? Do they work for themselves or for the salon? The worst thing for me is you won't ever be able to step away from the business, really. Unless you have a really, really large building and you've completely stacked that out with everyone that rents space and they're on really good rental, then you might be able to step out. But otherwise, most of the time, what I'm hearing, the people that are charging the space, it isn't that much money. So you're never going to be able to step away because you'll never earn enough to be able to do that. So you'll always have to have your own client base alongside that. You just won't earn enough money. So that's the pros and cons. Again, there's no right, there's no wrong, as long as you're doing it correctly within whatever model you choose. Let me do some maths for you. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I had this out on a masterclass I'd done a while back. So I thought I would read it out to you guys to make it a little bit more clearer. Because sometimes when we hear the maths, we're like, ah, I understand. So let's say, for example, you employed Sarah and Sarah worked for you 41 hours a week at £8 an hour. And your average treatment cost was £30. Sarah is going to bring you in £1,230 a week, and you only paid Sarah £328. So that means you would have made £902 after her salary. Okay, so you would have come away with £902 after you've paid her, and she's done a column full of clients, and you haven't had to do any of them clients. Okay, so you can work out the maths if you have multiple people working for you, or bringing you 900 or so pounds after their wages, then that's where you could earn a lot of money. But if you let Sarah rent a chair for £50 a day, then 5 days a week, that would give you a stable income of £250 a week. So you know she's renting space, £50 a day for 5 days, that's £250 a week. If you think £250 a week compared to £1,230 a week, is obviously a big difference. So that's where I mean where you can't really step out. Then in the industry, sometimes I see 50-50 splits, or the salon takes 20% and the therapist hairdresser takes 80%. That shouldn't be done. Like, that just shouldn't be done at all. There should be room rental or there should be employment. But I know a lot of percentage splits go on. I think they're starting to die out, thankfully, because it is wrong. But I'll give you an equation for that too. So if Sarah done a 50-50 split and she made the same as if she was doing the 41 hours employed, so she still made the £1,230, she took home 615 and you would have took home 615, but you had to maybe pay for her stock, advertise her, etc. Again, what you shouldn't do. So it's blurred lines. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking, I want to grow a team, or I might want to rent out space or employ, don't do percentage splits. It's way too confusing. And what happens is that if HMRC grab onto this, they will want to see, is that person that's self-employed within your business an employee by disguise? So if it is percentage splits, and then like payments going through your till or the booking systems all being shared, or she's using your stock or you're advertising her, they will soon go, well, she's got a lot of benefits here, so she's basically employed. So if that went to a tribunal case, then you would have to pay back so much money, like holiday pay that she would have been entitled to, any sickness pay, all of that kind of stuff. So you just really don't trust me. You do really not want to get in that situation. So I would recommend you either do rent in space and just keep it very clear cut on what they do within the business, they're renting the space and that's it. Or you build a team by employment. I wouldn't do anything else other than them too. So I hope that helps. If any of you do have any questions, or maybe you are renting space in the salon or you're self-employed within a salon and you think, I don't know if this is right, feel free to reach out to me. I can tell you. If you're a salon owner and you're like, I'm still not sure what business model I want to go down, reach out to me. Or maybe you're listening to this and thinking, shit, I do this business model and it's completely wrong for me. Or I've got self-employed staff and I'm really doing this wrong, I don't want to get into trouble, then just reach out to me. It's absolutely fine. So reach out to me in my DMs, inbox, however, email, doesn't matter to me. Any questions, let me know, but have a great rest of the day and just bear in mind them business models for your business and growth.